Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County and Thunder Basin squared off in basketball last night at Campbell County High School to close out the 2022-23 regular season. Starting with the girls' game, the 4A Northeast Quad was on the line, with Thunder Basin and Campbell County coming into the game with a 4-1 quadrant record. And it would be Thunder Basin getting the upper hand this time, defeating Campbell County on their home court 51-35. The Lady Camels end the regular season with a 13-8 overall record and are 4-2 in quadrant play. And Thunder Basin will finish with a 17-4 overall record on the regular season and are 5-1 in quadrant play. Thunder Basin will be the number one seed in the 4A Northeast Quad heading into the 4A East Girls Regional Tournament, which will begin on Thursday. The Lady Bolts opponent in the first round of the tournament will be Cheyenne South, who locked up the fourth seed in the 4A Southeast Quad. Thunder Basin defeated South earlier this month 69-33. The Camels move to the number two seed from the 4A Northeast Quad, and they will either play Cheyenne Central or Laramie. Moving over to the boys' game, it would be Campbell County getting the upper hand over Thunder Basin as they defeated the Bolts on home court 48-40. That breaks a five-game winning streak the Bolts had on the Camels, with Campbell County getting their first win against the Bolts since February of 2021. Thunder Basin ends the regular season with an 11-9 overall record and a 4-2 record in quadrant play. Thunder Basin still has a chance to clinch the number one seed heading into regionals next week, but Sheridan is right behind them as the Bronx will play in Natrona County tonight. The best scenario for Thunder Basin is Natrona County would have to pull up the upset against Sheridan tonight. Thunder Basin does hold the tiebreaker against Sheridan thanks to their win against Kelly Walsh earlier on in the season. As for the Camels, they finished the regular season with a 7-14 overall record and 2-4 in quadrant play. And with their win last night, Campbell County has a chance to clinch the number 3 seed from the 4A Northeast Quad, but they are going to need some help as well. Natrona County holds the tiebreaker over Campbell County, so Sheridan will have to win in order for the Camels to clinch the number 3 seed. Sheridan and Natrona County will play tonight at 7:30. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.